This episode is brought to you by Carvana. They'll drive you happy. Carvana has purchased over a million cars from happy customers by giving them an offer within minutes. And they can do the same for you. Carvana will give you a real offer for your car within minutes. Then they'll come to pick up your car and pay you on the spot. So to get a real offer on your vehicle in minutes, download the app or visit Carvana.com.
Republicans look like they're going to take the House, maybe the Senate. They want to find out about the origins of COVID-19. Do you think there'll be a problem with that? Do you think you'll get any cooperation from the other party on that?
No. Yes. So, yes, I want to find out the answer to how we got into the pandemic. I think it's an urgent national security and public health issue that we've ignored as a town in Washington and as a society in America for 2 years because of politics and people, you know, didn't like whatever narrative they didn't like. And we still don't know how we got into this mess. So it's an urgent thing. We have to do it. Now, do I think there'll be problems with it? Yeah, because right now we don't have any Democrats who will raise their hand and say, I agree with that. You know, there aren't any Democrats who are willing to look into the NIH and its funding of the various labs in Wuhan or USAID or any of the other stuff that was going on that may have, we don't know, but may have contributed to the outbreak. And so the Republicans are going to give it their best shot. And some of those efforts will be serious. Some of them will be less serious. Some of them are likely to find new evidence. Some of them won't. But yeah, it would be really great if we just had one Democrat with enough courage to stand up in front of a microphone and say, hey, listen, this is not a political issue. It's not a scientific issue. It's a forensic issue. Something happened. A horrible, horrible thing happened that affected 7 billion people and still affects us. And in order to make sure that it doesn't happen again, we have to figure out what happened. And we don't have that. I can't find any Democrat. And that's a shame. That's a crying shame, because they'll just attack the Republican investigations as partisan. By not participating in them, they've made them partisan. So it's a catch-22. But I'm open-minded. I want to see what the Republicans could come up with. I want to see why the NIH has been dribbling out redacted files for 2 years, 3 years, almost 3 years now. Why is that? Why can't our own system give us the information that they have? Why is it pulling teeth through FOIA requests? Let's get some subpoenas flying. Let's get some witnesses on the record, under oath, under penalty of perjury, to tell us what they know. And then after we've had that, then let's have a discussion about what's the most likely outcome. And if you think you've proven it one way or the other, then you're fooling yourself, because the investigation has never been done. And any progress on that is a good thing. And I hope it starts right away.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.